Welcome to episode 1210 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. This week on our special series, 1010 with Jesus, A Deeper Look, we explore miracles of Jesus recorded in the Gospels and consider what they reveal about the character, ministry, and purpose of Jesus.
The Galilean sun beat down on the dusty roads. Jesus had just performed a profound miracle, restoring a mute man's speech and casting out a demon, leaving the crowds astonished. As he left that place, his path led him deeper into the heart of the town, his fame preceding him like a ripple through water. But among the throngs, two unseen watchers heard his approach with a different kind of intensity.
Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on us.
Have mercy, Son of David.
Quiet down, you beggars. Can't you see the rabbi is busy?
Away with you! Let the master pass!
But we are blind. We have heard of his healing. Son of David.
Have mercy. We believe.
Despite their cries, Jesus did not stop immediately. He continued on, entering a house, perhaps seeking a brief respite from the pressing crowd. The two blind men, however, did not give up. Their hope was a fire, their faith a magnet, pulling them forward. They followed him, their tapping sticks finding the familiar path, until they too found their way into the quiet space where he had gone.
You have been following after me, calling me Son of David. You desire healing. Do you believe that I am able to do this?
Yes, Lord, we believe.
We truly believe, Lord.
According to your faith, be it done to you.
My eyes, I see. The light, I can see the light.
Me too, I see him. I see your face, Lord. Can it be so quickly? I have my sight. Lord, you have given me my sight.
And their eyes were opened. Their world, for years shrouded in darkness, was instantly flooded with light and color. They blinked, took in their surroundings, and most importantly, they saw the face of the one who had brought them sight.
See that no one knows about this. Tell no one.
But Master, how can we not?
This is too great a thing to hide.
But despite Jesus' strict instruction, their hearts overflowed with joy and gratitude. How could they contain such a miracle?
We can see. We can see. Jesus of Nazareth has healed us.
Our eyes are open. The Son of David has shown us mercy. Spread the word.
The Gospels are filled with moments where faith and desperation collide in life-changing encounters with Jesus. One such moment occurs in Matthew 9, where two blind men cry out to Jesus as he walks by, pleading for mercy and healing. What unfolds in just a few verses reveals volumes about Jesus' heart, our faith, and the nature of divine mercy. Jesus was moving from one miracle to the next. He had just raised a dead girl back to life and healed a woman who had suffered for 12 years with constant bleeding. Word was spreading fast. Hope was in the air. People were beginning to believe that this wasn't just another prophet, this could be the Messiah. Into this swirl of expectation came two blind men. We don't know their names. We aren't told how long they had been blind, but we know this. They were persistent, desperate, and full of faith, and they cried out, "Have mercy on us, Son of David!" This cry was more than a plea for healing. It was a messianic declaration. Son of David was a title reserved for the expected deliverer. These two men were blind, but they saw something others missed. They recognized Jesus not just as a healer, but as the long-awaited Savior. What's remarkable is that Jesus didn't respond immediately. He kept walking. It might seem like he ignored them, but he was drawing them in, testing and building their faith. The blind men didn't give up. They followed Jesus right into the house where he went, believing, hoping, pursuing. Then Jesus turned and asked a simple yet profound question, "Do you believe I am able to do this?" He didn't ask if they believed in healing generally. He didn't ask if they believed God could. He asked, "Do you believe I am able?" It was personal, direct, intimate. Their response was immediate, "Yes, Lord." Then Jesus touched their eyes and said, "According to your faith, be it done to you." And their eyes were opened. Two men who had lived in darkness now saw the face of the one who brought light into their world. Let's get deep. What this miracle reveals about Jesus. Jesus responds to persistent faith. These two men teach us faith often requires persistence. They couldn't see Jesus, but they followed his voice. They couldn't witness his miracles firsthand, but they believed the reports. Their faith propelled them forward, even when Jesus didn't stop immediately. This reveals something crucial about Jesus. He honors faith that follows. He invites pursuit. He doesn't play hard to get, but he often stretches our faith, not to discourage us, but to deepen our trust. How many of us stop praying after one unanswered prayer? These men kept moving toward Jesus even when they had every reason to believe they'd been ignored. And in the end, their faith was rewarded. Jesus seeks personal confident belief. Jesus didn't just want to heal their bodies. He wanted to awaken their hearts. That's why he asked, "Do you believe I am able to do this?" It was an invitation for them to declare their faith directly to him. Jesus isn't interested in abstract faith. He wants personal trust. He doesn't just ask, "Do you believe in miracles?" He asks, "Do you believe I can work in your life?" This question confronts us too. It brings our theology down from the clouds and places it on the soil of our actual struggles. It asks, "Do you believe Jesus can restore your marriage, heal your wound, provide for your need, free you from fear?" It's not enough to say God is able. Faith responds, "Yes, Lord, you are able to do this in me." Jesus touches what the world ignores. In many ancient cultures, blindness was associated with sin or punishment. Blind people were often marginalized, reduced to begging, dependent on the kindness of strangers. But Jesus didn't avoid the blind, he touched them. This miracle reveals the compassionate nearness of Jesus. He doesn't just speak healing from a distance, he reaches into our brokenness. His touch restores what the world has discarded. His hands reverse what sin and suffering have stolen, and it's personal. Jesus didn't just heal these men with a word. He touched their eyes, perhaps the first gentle touch they had felt in years. That's the Savior we serve, one who sees, touches, heals, and restores. Jesus' healing of the two blind men isn't just a miracle to admire. It's a template for transformation. Jesus' question, "Do you believe I am able to do this?" echoes through every generation. Each of us has a this. What's yours? Is it healing like the blind men? Is it provision? Do you need forgiveness? Are you looking for courage? Jesus is asking you to trust him, personally and completely. Do you need to feel the touch of Jesus today? Blindness isn't always physical. Sometimes it's emotional, spiritual, or circumstantial. Where in your life do you need the healing touch of Jesus? Come to him. Let him place his hands on what's broken and speak wholeness into your darkness. The two blind men saw what others didn't. While the crowds followed Jesus for what he could do, these men believed in who he was. And because of their faith, they received not only sight, but an encounter with the Messiah.
"Your eyes are opened, just as your hearts were opened to believe. Go and let your restored sight be a testament to your faith."
Their story teaches us Jesus still walks near. He still listens to desperate cries. He still invites faith. And he still touches eyes, hearts, and lives with power and compassion. Don't be afraid to cry out. Don't hesitate to follow. And don't hold back your, "Yes, Lord," because when Jesus asked, "Do you believe I can do this?" he's not testing your worthiness. He's inviting you into a miracle. Father, help us to answer with faith when you ask, "Do you believe?" Strengthen our trust in your ability and willingness to restore. Touch our blindness, lift our shame, and open our eyes to see more of who you are. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.